gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much. I so appreciate that you are joining me here for another hour of the broadcast, because we've got a very cool guest joining us. He's one of our regular contributors. He's an ASC certified mechanic. He's a field reporter for the show. Goes out on the road sometimes on his own and reports back to us on various activities. And he also accompanies me from time to time to some big events. He's been with me in the past to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. He's also been to the SEMA show. He's also been to the LA Auto Show in recent times. And he's our go-to guy. So if you've got something wrong with your vehicle, Mark is a certified mechanic. He has been fixing cars for more than 30 years, and he's got more knowledge than just about any guy I know. So don't be a stranger. Call us up if your vehicle is not running properly, if it's got something funky going on with its braking, with its idle, with funky noises or sounds. We can handle them all at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring the man himself, Mark Evans, on board. Mark, how you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Hey, I love the introduction. Wow. Thank you. it's good to be back on the air with you and share the cockpit here, the radio studio with you, and help the folks with their car problems. A lot of people out there, of course, our listeners, I don't know of anybody, Bob, that does not have a car or a truck or something that they have to drive. I've never met anybody in today's times that hop on the horse and head to work, you know. they climb in the cockpit and drive the horses to the work. But I don't know. Do you know anybody that climbs on the horse and rides to work?
No. Yeah, I think you'd have to go down to Amish country for something like that today in 2013. Although one of the interesting things that we're seeing, as far as like innovative technology, we had Paul Eisenstein on in a previous hour of the broadcast here, and hybrids were pretty much for folks who wanted to save fuel economy and not have to go to your local filling station as much. But now we're seeing in the supercar range some extraordinarily expensive vehicles. Ferrari has a new vehicle called La Ferrari, and McLaren folks have come forth with a spiritual successor to their legendary F1 supercar with a vehicle called the P1. And both of these vehicles, as well as an upcoming Porsche, mate a very powerful traditional internal combustion engine with electric power for additional horsepower. The Ferrari is pushing close to 1,000 horsepower when both the engine, the internal combustion engine, and the electric motor is running.
Wow. You know what? When you turn electricity on, Bob, on like a cordless drill, you charge that electric cordless drill up on your workbench at home. And a lot of us have one of those, and then you hit the trigger, it goes from zero to, 3,000 RPMs within a fraction of a second? So, I've actually seen some race cars here in Idaho go down the drag strip. These home doers, in their home garage, have figured out that definitely, if you've got the batteries and they're all charged up, electric motors go, from zero to 3,000 plus RPMs instantly, and boy, the back tires or front tires, whatever it took to, are spinning and smoking. So it's a great thing to hear. Definitely, the only smell you'd have out behind the vehicle would be the tire smoke.
Very good.
So, I read stories of the history in the past, and of course, back in the day, the horses and horsepower, the people that brought the car out, Henry Ford, Louis Chevrolet, et cetera, when they first brought the car out, they were driving around, those people that were riding on those horses, and those people riding the horses were saying, "Get that stinky thing off the road," So, it didn't happen, did it?
No.
like you, like you said, you and Paul are talking about the electric juice, I call it. I think it's an awesome thing. And one day, just like cell phones, remember the day when our cell phones were big, huge, heavy because of the battery that was on them? And today they're, you know, credit card size, and where's the battery? And I think that that definitely is going to be happening in the car industry. I still today, you know, people need help with the car won't start, and the battery, is it my battery mark? Is it my starter or whatever? But, gosh, it gets to the point, Bob, they literally had to put preformed handles on these car batteries, these 12-volt car batteries, because they weigh still, they're huge, bulky, and they still weigh a ton. They're as heavy as a boat anchor. So what the heck? When are we going to start to see the credit card size cell phone battery in our cars, you know?
Yeah.
And that, wouldn't that be awesome? That'd probably give some more room for another passenger. I guess we could have another child, you know?
Let's talk a little bit about fixing hybrids. I'm curious. Hybrids have been around for a while now, the modern-day hybrids, that is. Toyota is on its third generation of the Prius. The original one, I believe, rolled out in about 1998 or so, and then we saw the second generation come out in 2004, and then it was a couple of years back that we saw the third generation of the Prius come to market. Have you had the opportunity to work on some of these hybrid vehicles? I would imagine they're quite complex. Is that something that just has to be done at the dealer level, or can you work on the internal combustion component of the hybrid vehicle? Tell us a little bit about your hybrid experience.
Yeah, in fact, they've been out long enough now, Bob, that definitely I've done tune-ups on the internal combustion side of it. It's like basically normal as the non-hybrid, and so we're doing tune-ups. We do definitely see engine lights on. We definitely have to have a different type of OBD2 type connector, but we've got them. I got them, and then we also still do brakes. But when it comes down to the word batteries, and also then the electronic type sensors that, for example, one of them is, I'm reading on them all the time, studying up, because you have to. Mm-hmm. But when you have one of those automobiles running and you're parked at the stoplight, stop sign, whatever, you know, it's nothing's running until you touch the accelerator pedal, and then, you know, it ignites, and off you go with gasoline, and then it changes back over to the battery side. But that's the division that I kind of stay out of. Mm-hmm. I let the dealers kind of to plug in on that side of it. And but they're so, the best way to say it, they're so bulletproof that I have a customer, a good friend too, that owns a Honda, and the only thing, you know, I've done brakes and the tune-up, and it just preventive maintenance is still, you know, the oil, the wiper blades, the air filter still, all those type of things. I've replaced a couple electronic internal combustion engine side sensors, but he has never had a problem, bulletproof, no problems with the hybrid side and the batteries yet. And he's now talking to me about, you know, he's price shopping and trying to figure out where he's going to step up to buy those very, very expensive $2,300 plus batteries. And because of the year of the car, he knows they're going to finally eventually go down. And so he's doing that on the internet. But yeah, we let the dealer kind of do the hybrid side when it comes to the sensors.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to open up the phone lines at GCN. Kyle is standing by to take your calls at 855-266-5283. If there's anything wrong with your vehicle, Mark's got his tools ready to go. We'll also take your emails, bob@boblongradio.com.
Searching for great talk radio.
Nothing more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now, www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. Spring's Easy Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Our telephone number is 855-266-5283. And we do have a winner on the trivia question, which came in from email. Came from Charles in Missouri, who in the previous hour we had a question about the McLaren supercar from the 1990s, the F1. The driver sat in the middle, and the passenger seats were on either side, so it was a three-seater. So we'll send out a prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. We've got to Mark Evans with us, and that means we have popped the hood. We've opened the garage, and the question is Mark properly attired? Have you got your tools out? Are you wearing what are you wearing right now? You're wearing your full mechanic suit, or what are you wearing?
Got those typical blue jeans on there, Bob. That's got the battery acid holes, you know, on both legs where battery acid is spilled, and I just kind of look good, you know, when I fix those cars.
And you got your tools ready to go as well?
I do. Definitely got the scan tool out, and actually it's just got quite a few tools out today just to see if folks are thinking about anyone that has 100,000 miles plus on their vehicle and wondering if they're going to keep it for another 100,000. Maybe help them out to see what they might need to do for that next 100,000.
You know, that's a really good idea. A friend of mine has got a Honda Civic that's got over 200,000 miles on it. It is not uncommon today as vehicles are built a whole lot better than they were not that long ago. So if you are one of those folks out there listening right now on one of our great affiliates like News Talk 1540 KXEL, and you've got a high-mileage vehicle, let's see if we can give you the forum here to tell us about how you've managed to keep your vehicle as long as you have and rung up the mileage. What's your secret? Share your secrets with us. And also, we'd love to hear from a listener who's got the most. If you think you've got the most miles on your vehicle, we would like to hear from you at our telephone number of 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We got a question out of Minnesota, which came in via the email, and the question is a good one. It's how often should spark plug wires really be replaced?
Great, great question. And that's a common part that sometimes will be laying, and they get old, and they droop down and hit the exhaust manifolds and burn, and which would cause that spark plug wire to cause a misfire in the engine. So if someone, two scenarios, Bob, on the spark plug wires. If the spark plug wires have recently been replaced and they didn't quite get them, the aftermarket spark plug wires today are a little bit longer than originals, and they're a little long, and if the technician didn't quite get them up and out and tied in the right positions, and they actually end up laying on top of the exhaust manifolds. Don't know it until you drive down the road for about 10,000-15,000 miles a year later, and all of a sudden you got a miss because it's burnt. It takes that long. Spark plug wires should be replaced roughly pretty close to every 35,000 to 45,000 miles, and the reason that is, a spark plug wire, Bob, is when we look at them, they are basically like a silicone rubber on the outside casing, but on the inside, it's carbon fiber, and it's a braided carbon fiber, and that's what carries that that voltage down the wire to the spark plug. And so as we all are driving our car, the hood's closed, the engine's getting up there at 195 degrees, 210, of course, getting hot. So what you're doing is basically cooking those spark plug wires, that carbon fiber, in an oven. And then you turn your engine off, and it gets cold. So that carbon fiber ends up becoming very, very brittle, and it breaks into little bitty pieces, and you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way to check to see if you need spark plug wires, a really, really easy test. Don't have to have any fancy equipment or anything. If you do have, like we have, it makes it easy for us. But if you don't, just start your vehicle up and do the old power brake. Put it in drive. One foot on the brake and a little bit of gas on the right foot on the gas pedal, and just kind of load the engine up. And that then will show, and you'll feel it in the steering wheel, that you actually have a miss. And by loading it like that, it's going to be a spark plug wire problem. So in today's world, gas prices are so much money that the spark plug wires just did set here on the Ford Explorer, and the gas mileage went up for them 4 miles to the gallon. And those spark plug wires were on that vehicle for about 85,000 miles. So they sell so many sets of spark plug wires today that they're real cheap, very, very cheap insurance. And you get your money back in gas mileage. Great question, definitely.
Our telephone number is 855-266-5283. If you just recently have gone to your local dealership or local mechanic and they've told you some bad news, you've got to spend $1,000 that you don't have, and you kind of doubt the diagnostic work of the person that you took your vehicle to and would like to run it past one of the best diagnosticians in all of the automotive world, Mark Evans. He is here at your beck and call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If your car's not running right, if you're not getting good fuel economy, if you're getting poor performance, if you're hearing those funky sounds, or if you're seeing leaks, if you're seeing leaks in your driveway or in your garage and you want to ask Mark about the fluid leaks, we would love to have you come on board here, 855-266-5283. I got another question here via the email. This one comes in from Gary, who's in Michigan, and Gary wants to know about batteries. He wants to know how often, living in Michigan, should he change out his battery? He doesn't tell us in the email what kind of car he has or how old his battery is, but Mark, is there a set rule for this, or what would you recommend for Gary?
Yeah, batteries are actually pretty simple. They've got a when they come off the store shelf, by law, they have to have a sticker on them telling us how old they are, and also, that sticker could, of course, definitely, Bob, fall off in the temperatures, you know. But on the side of the plastic case, it's going to be branded, molded, branded, melted right into the battery case. It'll have a letter and a number. And what that is the age of the battery. And I'd recommend to everybody, with Gary's question also, is that, well, once I replace it, I actually, they always have batteries, they sell batteries on months. So you can buy a 12-month battery, 3-year battery, 4-year, 5-year, 6-year, 7-year, et cetera. And they've got them figured out. Those lead plates in there, they're maintenance-free today, and they figured them out to the point that if it's a 7-year type of warranty battery, what you're doing is buying better lead. And so your 7-year battery, truthfully, I would replace that, looking at replacing that thing into the 6th year, 6.5 years later, just get rid of it. Put a new one in. Just guarantee it. I've never actually seen a battery. Very few have gone over their warranty. Now, that letter and that number, Bob, need to point that out to everybody, because the letter is the month that the battery was born, and then that number is the year.
All right, hold that thought, Mark. When we come back on the other side, more calls, 855-266-5283. This is Auto World.
I'm on the road again.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're taking your calls at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. That's a toll-free line from anywhere around North America or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Mark Givens is our very special guest, ASE certified mechanic, which means he can save you money. He can help you out. He can take your call over the air here and help you figure out what's going wrong with your vehicle. And Mark has saved many a caller significant amounts of money over the years. 855-266-5283. That's our toll-free line. And we're also looking for people who have high-mileage vehicles. We'd like to see somebody call in who's got a vehicle with 100,000 or more miles on it and tell us a little bit about your experiences. Mark, in all your 30-plus years of doing mechanical work on vehicles, what's the highest mileage vehicle that you personally have encountered?
We've actually have had a Chevy brand. It was a pickup truck. Didn't have a lot of paint left on it, and it had almost 400,000 miles on it. And I tipped my hat to the gentleman because he had never had any internal repair done on the engine. He only had one thing that we did on it, and it was a timing chain. And timing chain, Bob, is a chain that ties the crankshaft to the camshaft. And crankshaft turns the pistons, and the camshaft makes the intake and exhaust valves work. And that timing chain, when we pulled the case off, we just pulled the timing chain off. Usually you have to take a puller to pull it off, and just took the hand and just pulled the chain right off. It fell off. But we did that. We purposely did it. It did not come apart. You know, the engine didn't make it come apart. He's like, well, what do you think I should do? And I pointed out, I think the timing chain's probably going to come apart on you and then destroy everything, you know? But yeah, that was, they go a long time, but you still have to do the word maintenance. You know, you still have to. And it's still, today is always going to be cheaper to do the maintenance, on the vehicle than it is to, like it's the Denali that I just did, We 110,000 miles on it, and the cost of the Denali out there today is over $40,000, and they like their vehicle. So they said, tell me what, give us an estimate report of what we need to do to get another 100,000 miles out of it. And I did, and that whole total a dollar amount of doing preventive maintenance part replacements on that Denali, Bob, only came to a little under $2,000. So that they like the, you know, the upholstery, the color of it still, the paint, the upholstery was still good, the tires were still good. So that, yeah, we'll put $2,000 into that vehicle instead of going out and spending $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll drive it for another $100,000 plus before we'll see them again on it. Of course, they'll have to do the oil changes and spark plug replacements. And within that 100,000 miles, we'll have to probably replace the serpentine belt two times. But we all have to do that. You know, if we go out and buy a brand new vehicle, we're still going to have to do those type of things within the 100,000 miles. So
that is so true, Mark.
Definitely. And Gary, you know, before our break, Gary, with his battery question, in fact, the customers that we do this with, they asked that same question Gary asked about the battery, when should I replace the battery? And I showed them. I just opened the hood and I said, well, let me show you the tattoo or the brand that's on the side of the battery. And I show them. I said, well, look at that. I said, your battery is a C09. And they're like, what the heck does that stand for? Well, the C, which is the alphabet letter, is the month that the battery was born. So you take January, of course, starting the year of January, that would be an A. February would be a B, and then March would be the C. And then the 09 is the year that it was, that the battery was born. So instantly they knew that, you know, it's 2013, of course, 2013 today, that battery's 4 years old. And then you look right there on the top of that battery, which we did, and it shows right there on the main sticker that, the companies always brag how much horsepower that battery's got. The CCAs, which stands for cold cranking amps, and it shows the number 540 or 690, or some of the dry cell batteries are 890.
Wow.
And then it shows that it's a 5 year, it says right on there, 5 year warranty. So we just say, well, it's a C09, the little branded on the side of the battery shows C09. Well, it's a 4 year old battery, and it's the total warranty on the battery is 5 years. So I recommended to him, let's get rid of it. Because, again, with Gary's question, which is a great question, I myself, Bob, or you, we don't know if Gary's our caller, has he left the lights on within the last 3 years, two, three times, and worn the battery all the way down to zero, or he's living in Michigan, a little colder weather there, and maybe it has a little bit, it takes a little longer to start that engine than the people down in Arizona. And so you're cranking that starter, wearing the battery a little bit down a little farther. So it's all in the type of application and how you're, you know, I know some of customers out there have had a little bit of a blown head gasket and they didn't know it, which causes a little bit hard starting, causing the battery to work a little longer. So whenever you get to that last, you know, 5 year warranty battery, right on the top, it'll say that. And it's right into its fourth year, 4.5 years, get rid of it. Just say goodbye, pull that big heavy boat anchor out, and get another one.
Very good. 855-266-5283. Hello to everybody listening in Waterloo and other areas of Iowa on KXEL. Hello to everybody listening down in Decatur, Alabama. Thank you very much for being here. We also want to say hello to all of our great listeners in Nevada, listening on our great FM affiliate there as well. We are live, unlike a lot of weekend programs these days, which are recorded during the week to sound like they're live, but we are here to answer and help you free of charge at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Mark Givens, an ASE certified mechanic, can help you out with any kind of mechanical issue with your vehicle. Mark, I know you've been talking to my broadcasting friend Smitty, the television host, who's got an older Mercedes-Benz. He's got an SLK from 1998, and he's got something really funky going on with his brakes. It's something that I was not aware of. So, number one, thank you for talking to my friend Smitty, and tell our listeners a little bit about his dilemma.
Yeah, Smitty had called me and out of Las Vegas, and I don't mind a bit. We all own the metal, and it doesn't matter where you live. Smitty called, and his problem, Bobby, was his Mercedes actually wouldn't go anymore. It was locked up. It was like somebody had to put their foot on the brake pedal. And quite interesting. I've talked to him 2-3 times with it. Then what ended up just listening to him and asking questions, he basically helped me diagnose his car problem. And what's going on? He's got over the 100,000 plus miles on it, and the brake calipers are, as you're driving these in Vegas, warm weather, and stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. And that Mercedes has never had the brake fluid flushed. And brake fluid is basically an oil for your brake system. And each wheel, you have disc brakes on the Mercedes, Smitty does, and those brake calipers, the fluid, it goes to the brake caliper. So every time you push on the brake pedal, it's a piston right there inside the brake caliper. And over the years, it's a piston with basically a ring on it, and it's a rubber ring. And brake fluid gets very, very hot right there. It boils, literally, when you apply the brake pedal. And so when that brake fluid / brake oil breaks down, it thins out, can't lubricate anymore, causing scores in the brake caliper pistons. And so they're not really fitting in their cylinder anymore. And so what ends up happening is they lock up. And when they lock up, like, for instance, he's pushing on the brake pedal to stop, those calipers, the pistons that are in the calipers, won't come back and return, which that's what releases the disc brake pad off of the brake rotor. And it's just not doing that for him. And his first thing he said to me, he says, Mark,
well,
I got this
hold wheel. That thought, Mark. We'll be right back after these messages.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4377. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. It's St. Patrick's Day, and I'm, as I just said to Kyle, my board op technical producer, I'm 75% Irish and 25% English, so I guess I started my St. Patrick's Day celebration a little bit early because I've been giving out the wrong telephone number. I filled in for another one of the network hosts in the past few days, and I was giving out her telephone number. Here's our telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Mark Evans is going to be with us here for one more segment, so if you're listening right now in KXEL, land in Iowa on Newstalk 1540, if you're listening in Alabama, if you're listening in Missouri, if you're listening in any of the 50 states here in North America or anywhere throughout the world, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We're looking for people to call in who have racked up a lot of miles on their vehicles. And, of course, anytime Mark is with us, he gives you the opportunity to call in with mechanical problems, and he's got his tools out, he's got his mechanic outfit on, and he's all set, ready to go. Again, the correct telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Here, I've been plugging the wrong number all throughout the hour, but nevertheless, I got another email question here wanted to ask you about, and that's about heater cores. This gentleman who wrote to me, his name is Paul, and he's in Vermont, and he wants to know, he says he owns a 1998 Chevrolet, doesn't say what model Chevrolet, and he says he has never replaced the heater core. He doesn't see any leaking inside the vehicle. However, he notices at times a film on the front windshield. That doesn't sound too good. What do you think? What do you think there, Mark?
Yeah, that definitely, Bob. Talking about Irish first, though. I hope you're not drinking any green beer earlier. Yeah,
staying away from the green beer. And I don't know if McDonald's still offer those green shamrock shakes they did at one point. Those were pretty strange.
Yeah, those, Bob, they definitely, I saw an ad for them, and I thought I'd go down and try one again, and, you know, I did, and it just felt like I was drinking basically a glass of Colgate toothpaste.
Colgate toothpaste. Oh, that's great. And, there's a big Chicago in a river. That's right, Lucy. There's a big,
Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, the Shamrock Shake. That's what we all need right about now is a Shamrock Shake. I know they dye a river in Chicago. I've seen that on TV. At least they did. I don't know if they're still doing that. Imagine how much dye they must have to dump into the river there in Chicago to make it green, but believe it or not, they do so.
That's definitely a lot of moldy water, isn't it? Goodness. Well, that's one thing that our caller has, green. Darn it that he mentioned that film on the inside of the windshield, and that's the first stage of a heater core that's leaking, definitely. Mm. So, darn it, he's in it, and before you know it, I'm sure he's smelling the green antifreeze smell, too. But, yeah, that film he's talking to us about, Bob, is definitely antifreeze, and heater cores aren't cheap, and I would not recommend anybody to do one themselves, because heater cores up there underneath the glove box on the passenger side, and they're inside a big plastic box, and it's a little miniature radiator that's in there, and I know some folks that's tried to do it themselves, because when you tell them that, well, the other day there was one here for $1,100 later,
mm-hmm.
and so it's not cheap to do, but you have to take the whole dash apart there to get into it and undoing everything. So, but darn, our caller's definitely got his 98 Chevy, a little heater core, getting ready to go out on it. So he's going to have some green carpet over on the other side. I guess it's a great time to call.
Perfect time.
Call here.
Exactly. Mark, have you got a little bit of Irish in your lineage?
No, not until I drink that one of those green beers, then I call myself Irish.
How about your fiance? Has she got a little bit of Irish in her?
No. Gosh, no, we don't. So we still eat corned beef, though, so.
Oh, that's great. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from around North America here with Mark Evans, and it's totally my fault here. I was giving out the wrong number because I filled in for the overnight host here a couple of nights this week, and I guess it's caught up with me, to say the least.
We're going to have to give everybody a shamrock shake, Bob.
That should be the trivia prize of the day, the shamrock shake. So let me ask you.
Go ahead.
You go first.
Well, you know, you're talking about trivia. Mm-hmm. And just off record here, my son wanted me to do this with you. You know, he's a Jerry Seinfeld guy,
mm-hmm.
and I know you are. I know you are too.
Yes, I am.
I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Off record here, you know, off the automotive side, real quick. He wanted me to ask you if you knew Jerry Seinfeld's the TV episode address where they had the apartment.
Oh boy.
It's a toughie.
That is a toughie. That is definitely.
I wonder if any of our listeners know that address.
Yeah, let's throw that out there at 855-660-4261. Very good question, a Seinfeld question. And there's some great episodes about cars in Seinfeld. And I remember the one where he had a Saab convertible in the series, and it was stolen. And it had a back in the day before cellular phones were completely mobile. It was a hardwired cellular phone. This was in the 1990s, and he picked up the phone and called his own car, and the thief answered.
Yeah, it was a great episode, and the mechanic definitely. I guess I kind of look like that guy. What was his name?
Putty. Putty. Yes.
Putty. Oh yeah. Yeah. Putty. I know one of our callers, Frank there, calls me, what's his name?
The Swami. We're gonna have some special music for that. The only sound effect I can do here with my new control board is echo. So there you are in echo. Mark Evans. But I got to get some more. I got to get some more sound effects going. 855-660-4261. We'll see if we could squeeze in any last minute calls here. So we're getting into the spring. Spring is just around the corner here. We're deep into the month of March, and April's around the corner. So that means lots of folks who have classic cars are going to be taking those classic cars out of storage. And one of the things that I know is so important when it comes to classic cars is putting some fuel stabilizer in the tank. If you haven't done that, that can be a significant problem.
Oh, it's definitely, Bob. You know, you really can't expose what your fuel looks like in the gas tank. We just can't, the gas tanks of our classic cars aren't made of glass, so we can't see through them. And like I've always said here on the air, is the gasoline turns into brown gravy, and that's not good. And carbureted cars, you end up overhauling a lot of carburetors now in this time of year, going in, and all I'm doing, and when I say overhaul, is just take them off and overhaul them, putting them down into pieces, putting them in a boil-out tank, and a chemical that just completely boils all that brown gravy and the tarnish and the goo out of it. Then I put it all back together. It's good and clean. But before I even start it up, turn the key, I have to flush the fuel line from the carburetor all the way back and empty the tank out. And don't, you know, that's a good point. This, you know, we say stable. You know, we put stable in our fuel.
It's a good product. We got a bunch of calls coming in, so let's see if we can grab a couple really quick. Let's go first to Frank in New Mexico. Frank, say hello to the Swami.
Yeah. Hey, Swami. happy St. Paddy's. I want to say just happy St. Paddy's Day to everyone, and especially to that little studio rat, Lucy.
Thank you, Frank. You're the best. I so appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, well, it's been a while. I love the show, especially when the Swami is on, because I learn a lot.
Yeah, well, we're going to get him back real soon, and I'll next time make sure I've got the telephone number right. Thank you, Frank. Let's go to John in Iowa, listening on KXEL. John, you got a 2001 vehicle with a transmission problem. Oh, how do you like that? We're out of time. Oh, boy. Frank, thank you for the call. John, thank you for the call. John, call us back, and Mark will get you back within the next maybe we'll get you back next week if we can make the schedules line up. Thanks for your time here today. That's going to do it for Auto World. I'm Bob Long this hour.
Two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.